The Rainbow Film Festival kicks off tomorrow. It offers a plethora of full-length movies to short films, celebrating a cross-section of communities across the nation. Here's a clip from a film entitled Gay Chorus in the Deep South.
Our focus is every person that we do meet has an interaction that changes them.
An 83-year-old woman in this church, this morning she came up to me after worship and she said, I get it.
I am not.
And that was largely because you all were here.
In a rainbow.
Really good. I enjoyed it.
That concert opened the door. A big wave of love.
I am love.
I made a quilt for you as a reminder that you always find people, even in the most unlikely of places, that want to wrap you in the warmth of friendship and understanding and acceptance.
You have allowed me to come home, and we want to thank you for that.
Music heals. It's healing me.
Dean Hamer helped to curate the offerings at the film festival, but this year, 2019, will mark efforts over three decades to fill a void in the community with the humble beginnings of a festival about gay pride.
I think what we're most excited about is this is the 30th anniversary of the Honolulu Gay Lesbian Film Festival. And back in 1989, it was a very different situation for our community. Just being gay was illegal in many places. It was the beginning of the AIDS crisis. And there was simply no way for us to see ourselves or hear our voices on screen. And so a few people decided to start a film festival. One of them was Jack Law, who runs Hula's Bar and Grill, which is still there and still a sponsor of the festival. And they started showing films, and it's been going ever since then. It's one of the longest-running gay film festivals in the country.
I mean, that's amazing, too. And I'm sure probably the depth and breadth of the issues that get covered in this festival has just grown tremendously, too.
It really has. And, of course, things have changed remarkably quickly. It's no longer illegal to be gay. We can get married. We can have kids. We can be a full part of society. We're well recognized. But at the same time, there's still a need for the community to gather together. And increasingly, there's a need for us to show the different ways that we're interacting with everybody else, that we're not only interested in queer issues, that we're interested in all the same issues as everybody else, whether it's the environment or healthcare or anything that you can imagine.
One of the films you'll be highlighting is Gay Chorus Deep South. Talk about that.
Well, Gay Chorus Deep South is a film that came about after the 2016 election, when the whole gay community, I think, was in shock a little bit and very afraid of all losing many of the rights that we had gained over the years. And so the Gay Men's Chorus in San Francisco, which is a large, very well-established group, as you can imagine, decided to go on a tour of the Deep South to sort of try and get at the root and understand better and open up a conversation in the communities where they were experiencing the most difficulty. And this came as some states were passing bathroom laws that wouldn't let transgender people use the bathroom of their choice. So 300 gay men from San Francisco went to the Deep South, and they were led by Tim Selig, who is the leader of the chorus, and who had been the leader of a large Baptist chorus in Houston, Texas, married, two kids. When he came out, lost everything, kicked out of the church, kicked out of his family, kicked out of his community, ended up in San Francisco. And he's going back for the first time in 30 years. And it's just a very heartwarming sort of series of vignettes of what it's like to be from a conservative community and what it takes to be yourself in your own home, which is something that I think will resonate everywhere, including here in Hawaii.
And was that something that they did traveling the South, or is it just focused on you know, the one part of town where he's from?
They traveled all over the South. In many cases, they recapitulated the routes that were taken during the Civil Rights Movement. They went over the bridge in Selma. Some of the choruses and events were held in historic black churches where some of the great civil rights movements and fights occurred. So there really are tie-ins to the politics that have been going on for a long time.
And then we've seen a change also in the administration, and you know, we watched with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then the President Trump's, you know, orders about gays in the military, you know, so it certainly is bringing this issue up in a different light now.
Yes, it really is. And one of the things that is covered very nicely in the film festivals is that we have several short films about kids that are gender fluid or non-binary or somewhere in between male and female. Here in Hawaii, we have a tradition of being mahu that sort of covers that and understands that that's part of life. But in the rest of the United States and in many Asian countries, it's not always so easy. This is really important because one of the advances we had here in Hawaii is that transgender kids are now recognized in their schools, in society, protected by the law. The federal government is now taking away those protections. They've already kicked transgender people out of the military. They've changed the laws in schools so that kids can't go to the right bathroom or be themselves. And that's why it's really important for people to see positive portrayals of our community and to see kids who are finding themselves. And we have a number of films that cover that.
And you just produced a film about one of our members in the community, Hina. Talk about that film.
One of the films we're excited about is called After Earth. It is about four women who are using their cultural talents and their art to struggle for environmental justice and for social justice. And I think it's a super relevant film right now because this is not a film about queerness per se. It's not about gay rights. It's about people who happen to be gay or transgender or lesbian or queer using their talents to fight for the rights of everybody. And one of those people is Kumu Hina, Hina Le Moana Wankulu, who we made a film about a few years ago called Kumu Hina. And she is one of the participants. She sings her song Kua Heo, which has now become the anthem for the Mauna and for the protection of Mauna Akea. And anybody in Hawaii knows that Hina has been very heavily involved in that movement. She's one of the security officers. They've actually formed a group called Mana Mahu, which is bringing together Mahu to be part of this. So I think it's a wonderful film because it really brings together the queer community with a straight community fighting for a common cause and recognizing that it's all the same thing, whether you're fighting against colonialism or against homophobia. It really is the same progressive movement. We're also very excited. That film, the director, Jess Snow, is coming out. The film has local roots. One of the writers, Kat Yan, was from here. And so we have a lot of local connections.
Okay, so you really have a variety of films, you said, from the South, here in the Pacific, and throughout Asia.
Yes, we have a wonderful collection of shorts. We joined a group called the Asia-Pacific Queer Film Festival Alliance recently. It's a group of festivals doing queer stuff every place from mainland China, where they're essentially outlawed and it's completely underground, to Hong Kong, where who knows what's happening, to Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, where there's a great deal of prejudice, to Australia and New Zealand, where things are more like they are here. And these shorts range from a portrait of an old gay guy who's losing his looks and tries to buy his way out of it, to young trans people, to woman love stories, to old friends, to new lovers, a whole variety. One of the wonderful things about our shorts program is that if you don't like one film, you'll like the next one. There's always a lot of them.
I was just going to ask, I don't know if you helped to curate the films, but do you have a special favorite that you're excited for folks to see?
You know, much as I'm a social activist and love politics, every once in a while, especially recently, you just got to relax. And the funnest film this year is our opening film. It's called The Shiny Shrimps. And it's about a gay water polo team in France. And they all wear Speedos, and they all do French funny type of stuff. And it's really a kick. And that's happening on Thursday the 8th. And I hope people will come out because even if you're not gay, even if you're not queer, you'll enjoy this film. It's a hoot.
Okay. It sounds terrific. Sounds like fun. Yeah. All right. And then the film festival runs for 2 weekends, correct?
We're running 2 weekends. It starts on Thursday the 8th, and then we have films Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday is Gay Chorus Deep South and After Earth, the film that features Hina Le Moana Wankulu and Jess Snow. And Tim Seelig, who's the director of the choir, will be here for that. And then we pick up again the next weekend, again starting on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have some fabulous drag performers. If you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, you're going to see Gia Gunn and Shangela and some other people whose names I can't pronounce. And it's really going to be a hoot. They have films, and they're going to be at Scarlet, and there's a big party and everything too.
Okay, so there's something for everyone.
Pretty much something for everyone, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Dean.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to leave you with a clip from After Earth, featuring Kumuhula Hinamoana Wongkalu.
Ona o iwi o Hawaii nei, no ku ulahui e a avi pau, ai o la maa.